Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time it is, it's a good day. My name is Regina Chris-Obodo. I'm the chief facilitator of Reggie Panache Training Center, where we train in elocution, diction, public presentation, and basically everything and anything to do with phonetics. But we have a special page on the Facebook and under the Reggie Panache segments where we dedicated only to the widows, and this is what we call the page. We call it Widow's Mite. This is what I'm going to introduce to you today. Now, what is Widow's Mite? When we get to the Reggie Panache page, you will see it, and you'll be wondering what it is. It's all about it. Well, Reggie Panache is a bigger house, a bigger umbrella of what will unveil in the next future. But the widow's mite just happens to be one of the many of those under the umbrella. And so we are going to dedicate everything on widow's mite to do with you, talking about that listener, talking about you, my sister, a widow. Yes, from the name, we just know what it's all about. Now, how did I come about the name widow's mite? You might ask. Now, when you hear widow's mite, you might be thinking, no, it has to do with that the biblical widow's mite, the lady that the Bible says she actually gave up everything. Well, it is close to that, but not exactly, because widow's mite is actually spelled widow. Yes, I know you know how to spell widow, but the mite has to be with M-I-G-H-T. Let me say that again, M-I-G-H-T. Now, it happens that I came across some women that happen to have been, they are widows. And when I saw this woman, I just knew that there was something not too good about their situation. Not because they lost their husband, because yes, really they lost their husband, but there was much more to it. The fact that they were dejected, the fact that they didn't look like they have a future, the fact that they look like the societal degenerates. Yes, not because society made them, but they accepted it. Everything about them just looked like that. And I sat and I thought about it. Exactly what is wrong when a woman becomes a widow? Is it that the society actually pushes her to that corner, or is it that she is the one that does that? Now, you might ask me that I might be sounding as if I'm judging, but I'm not. I'm telling you the truth, I'm not, because now, can I shock you? I am in that shoe. Yes, or in those shoes right about now. But that's not what I'm all about. I am here to tell you that you are a widow does not mean that life has ended with you. That is exactly what widows by will be talking about in the next, God knows when we're going to ever close this chapter. But I'm inviting you, and I'd like you to invite someone that you know has lost a husband, a mother that is a widow, you have a sister that is a widow, you have a friend that is a widow that needs to hear this expressly, to tell her that she's got that might inside of her. All we're going to be doing here is not to condemn one another, but we want to bring out the strength that is right there inside of you. And so on this podcast, this today happens just to be an introductory episode, but I will be coming your way at least twice a week so that we talk about this widow's mite. Let me put it back to you again. My name is Regina Chris-Obodo, the chief facilitator of Reggie Panache Training Center. But one of the pages on Facebook is the widow's mite. I'd like you to click, go to the page and like it. You might not be a widow, and I'm not hoping you become one, God forbid, but I am praying that even if you are not, you could glean some advice for someone that is out there that just thinks that because she lost her husband, life must come to a standstill. The life must be talked about from backward past tense. It is not true. God has something for you. You too have something for yourself that if you think deep, you can come out with it. So what are you waiting for? Go to my Facebook page, Widow's Mite, click like, and then let's go thinking, let's go talking, and let's go advising one another, bringing out the widow's mite that is in you. God bless you. I'll meet you again and we'll talk again when next I come back. Don't forget, it's going to be a regular one. My name is Regina Chris Ogodo. Good afternoon.